Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. This week, Harmonia begins a new series exploring traditions. Aptly titled Births, the first program highlights the different facets surrounding the arrival of a newborn from many musical perspectives. We celebrate with cradle songs, auspicious births, and more, plus a new release of bassoon music by Antonio Vivaldi.
Thank you.
Music of Antonio Vivaldi. Bassoonist Franz Berkhout was the soloist in the first movement of the Concerto in E minor for bassoon, strings, and continuo. The performance is part of a new Etc. label release of the composer's concertos with bassoon. It's worth noting that Vivaldi was especially fond of the instrument since he composed nearly 40 concertos and many other works that specifically called for the bassoon. The birth of a child has been a significant event in people's lives for thousands of years. The continuation of life and the familial line has been deeply respected, even held sacred, by many cultures around the world. A birth is always a joyous occasion marked by celebration. Friends and relatives come by to see the baby and share in the family's joy. All hope for good health, a long life, and success in whatever future endeavors the child takes on. Of the many famous Western births from the last two millennia, one stands out above all others, the birth of Jesus Christ. The stories surrounding his arrival have been as varied as the cultures that have embraced Christianity. In particular, the one about the wise men and the three gifts has been a popular theme to set to music over and over again. We'll hear two settings on the wise men's story. First, a traditional song from Andalusia, and then one from the Spanish Baroque about three African boys who follow in the wise men's footsteps.
Rosas y claveles.
The English Choir and Instrumental Ensemble Ex Cathedra was led by Jeffrey Skidmore. They performed the Christmas villancico Los Cofrades de la Estrella of Juan de Araujo, and before that we heard members of the Boston Camerata performing the traditional Andalusian song En Belén Tocana Fuego, or In Bethlehem a Fire Begins. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're exploring the theme of births. Any mother with a newborn will attest to one thing: babies cry all the time. This is, in fact, the way they communicate emotion in a world they've just begun getting used to. Different cultures have looked at a baby's cry as a necessity. The Portuguese composer Antonio Marques Lesbio embraced crying as an expression of beauty when he set the villancico Dejen que llore mi niño, or Let My Child Weep Tears. The song likens tears to cleansing pearls and interprets them as a form of love. We'll hear the Huelgas Ensemble perform Lesbio's villancico.
Thank you.
we heard the Huelgas Ensemble perform Antonio Marques Lesbio's Dejen que llore mi niño, Let My Child Weep Tears. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. This week on Harmonia, we continue the Tradition series with the theme Births. The cradle song is common to many cultures. The quiet and subtle gesture of the mother rocking her child to sleep is unmistakable.
Thank you.
We heard four different cradle songs from 17th century Mexico and 15th century England, followed by traditional ones from Egypt and Morocco. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening to music composed for celebrating births. The arrival of a male heir has been important to many a monarchy. For the birth of the Duke of Berry, the celebration included a ballet composed on a mythological theme by Jean-Philippe Rameau. Entitled The Birth of Osiris, the event marked an auspicious beginning for the life of the future Louis XVI, in spite of its tragic ending. We'll hear the overture and a gavotte from Rameau's La Naissance d'Osiris, or The Birth of Osiris, performed by the Capella Savaria.
Thank you.
Music of Jean-Philippe Rameau, we heard the overture and a gavotte from his allegorical ballet, Birth of Osiris, composed to celebrate the birth of Louis XVI. Our new release of the week brings us music of Antonio Vivaldi on the Etc. label. The CD features concertos with bassoon performed by soloist Franz Burkhardt and the ensemble La Suave Melodia, directed by Peter Dirksen. We'll hear the second and third movements of Vivaldi's Concerto in E minor, RV 484.
Thank you.
Solo bassoonist Franz Berghaut performed with La Suave Melodia under the direction of Peter Dirksen. That was the final two movements of Vivaldi's Concerto for Bassoon in E minor, part of a new release on the Etc. label. Support for Harmonia is made possible in part by the Crystal DeHaan Family Foundation, serving organizations in central Indiana and recognizing the children and families of Crystal House International. Support for the Harmonia Traditions series comes from the E. Nakamichi Foundation. More information about Harmonia and Harmonia's new CD, Beautiful Baroque, Music for Weddings and Other Special Occasions, is on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Thanks to our studio engineer, Mike Pashkash, and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Additional technical support comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy the Harmonia podcast and WFIU's Ether Game musical mini quiz. Both are available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and Indiana University. Christina Kuzmich is our executive producer, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.